Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, we're the Rob and Holly Show on Odyssey Country here, downtown Nashville, Hard Rock Cafe with Dan and Shay.
What's going on, guys? Good to see you in person.
We're so excited to see you too.
Always hanging on Zoom.
I just posted today. I said, we're in Nashville for the week, hanging out with our favorite people, just because we got tired of Zoom.
Yeah. Staying at Shay's house. It's a whole thing.
It's great to have you. You know, I've been meaning to talk about the laundry situation that's starting to pile up in your room, but it's been good.
The West Wing is nice. I have the West Wing. Holly's got the East Wing.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. It's been nice. But the last time that you guys were here, we talk about that here at the Hard Rock.
In this building right here.
In this building, yeah.
We were watching the CMAs as fans. We paid like $8 or something to get into a CMA viewing party.
Oh my God.
We came down here, and then we did like a little writer's round down here a while back, too.
We did. Our buddy Kerry Barlow, I believe, was playing a song we had on our very first record card somewhere on the Reno.
This was 10 years ago, for sure.
10 years ago.
It was a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
We were right there.
So what is the next 10 years looking like? What do you think?
The next forward. 10 years or what has happened in the last 10 years? Like, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about our career or the world. Have you seen the AI videos?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they are weird, aren't they?
The robot one was crazy. Did you see that guy?
No, but they don't do good on the fingers. That's how you can tell. Oh, yeah. Always look at the fingers. That'll creep you out.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, like, they'll just never know.
Have you used the chat AI thing?
Yeah. No, but everyone's like, hey, I wrote a song in the style of Dan and Shay. I'm like, better than the song we wrote today.
Great. We literally used that the other night. Some guys are playing guitar and they're like, oh, let's write a song. And they write it in the style of this, in the key of this, and then it's do-do-do-do. It maps it out all right away. And I was like, this is getting a little bit scary.
Yeah, I think we chill on that for a while.
Yeah.
There's AI artists, right? That's a thing. Yeah. There's an AI artist. So I haven't like looked into it. You might have told me about it. But that's
what it's out of business.
I will say one thing. I think it's great to like, if you have an idea and maybe you're stuck on it, it helps to like get things moving. So if you guys are like, hey, we want to write a song about this theme, this theme, this theme, then you just throw it in there and at least you have the map to follow and go, okay.
What does the publishing look like?
I was going to ask.
Do you have to like cut in the robot? You know what I mean? Like,
you know the robot has feelings.
Yeah, for sure. It's
going to want some of that.
They're going to end up suing you.
Yeah. C-3PO's got like 50% of our catalog.
I want 50% of the copyright.
Yeah. He takes you to court. You're like, oh boy.
Man. That's so crazy.
No, I think what Holly was getting at was, do you plan out your goals in like 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 year
What's
increments?
What's on your vision board?
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, the music business, you have to plan so far in advance, especially with touring.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, we're in the best place personally as friends, as brothers, you know, more so than we've ever been. We've, you know, just connected on a level that we've never been on before, you know, especially in the music, in a writing room, we're just writing the best songs of our career. And we're just, that's what we're focusing on. As, you know, as you can see, we haven't posted a whole lot on social media. We're just like in the writing room, in the studio, focusing on, you know, what matters most, our friendship and the music we're making. And I feel like you're going to hear that in the music when it comes out. So hopefully this year we're going to start rolling out some of that music.
I love that.
Do you feel when you take a break from social, can you feel your mental health getting better?
Oh, that's so good.
You can breathe a little deeper every second.
No, seriously, I think we all should be allowed to take some breaks, because I think you feel pressure all the time to post, but we need a little break.
He feels pressure. Do you feel pressure?
Kind of. Okay. I feel like, you know, the pressures in the music business is like you have to post 7 to 8 times on TikTok per day to hit the algorithm to be one of these TikTok artists. But I'm just like, you know what? I just want to focus on music. That's what fills our cup. That's what makes us the happiest. And I think that's what got us to this point in our career, is focusing on the music. And, you know, we'll post on there when we have a good idea. But, you know, we're not going to spend our whole time and everything on it. So. Yeah.
But it is fun, though, to see fans post on TikTok with your music, isn't it? To see, like, some of those things.
We're all about that. That's
right,
cool.
Right. Yeah, that is totally. So fun. I just want to, have you guys seen anything that stood out from the song You?
Oh, man, there's a lot of people that are just using it at their wedding song, which is incredible. And in TikTok, it's really cool the way that, you know, they're able to kind of produce, like, a full music video of their love story, and seeing that stuff is really awesome. And people are so creative. And even if you're not like a songwriter or a filmmaker, I think TikTok has kind of shown that people are very creative in the way that they're able to put out this, you know, this content that is very accessible. And we get to be a part of that, you know, with the music, and they're using songs and things. And it's just awesome to be able to be a part of someone's love story. Is something that we have, you know, we pride ourselves on being a part of that day a lot in people's lives all over the world. And that's been an amazing part of our career, getting to watch songs like you be used in such a special day in that person's life. And that's a big deal. I mean, you got a lot of choices,
right?
Especially
right.
when you get on TikTok, you got a lot of choices to choose between, you know, whenever you're picking your wedding song. So we're always super honored by that. And it's just incredible that we're able to connect with our fans in that way. That's music. That's what it is. That brings people together. And that's what we're trying to do. And we write those songs and we write about what we know. And I just think the human connection just happens in that way. And it's just pretty incredible to be a part of that.
Yeah, you guys make a good love soundtrack. Yeah. Like, you guys make a good soundtrack for love.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like you're talking about new music, the process it takes in creating, do you feel like it's different for you now that things have changed so much in your life with family or with, you know, we talked about choosing to get healthy or not drink anymore.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the process changes for you now because of those changes?
Your voice sounds better than it ever has.
Yeah, I feel that.
I mean, that's a lot to say. It's always sounded incredible, but it's on a whole another level. It's crazy.
I appreciate that. I feel like Dan touched on this earlier, but our friendship has definitely deepened. In a way that we've gone through a lot together at this point. I mean, it is in a lot of ways like a marriage. We're both married now and we know what that's like. And it takes that kind of commitment and sacrifice in a relationship like this. And I think we're just in a really good place right now. When we get together and write songs, we're having a lot more fun than we ever have. I think just because we're feeling a little bit more freed up to write, you know, what we want to write. Not that anyone was ever like, you have to write this, but I just think, you know, in our headspace of death, I feel like we just feel a little bit more free to be able to, you know, write what we know. And it's just been a lot of fun to get together and have fun making music again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we moved to this town, you know, so many years ago. And that's what we were having fun coming into places like this, drinking a lot. Well, I had not stopped drinking at that point. Drank a lot at this very particular place that we're in right now. And but we were having so much fun, you know, in those early years. Not that we didn't have fun, you know, all throughout our career, but the pressure builds and there's a lot of pressure on you to be able to, you know, come out with great music, and you don't have time. You're not being able to sit down and write songs like you were in the very beginning. And we've had that time in the last, you know, couple of years. And that was just I think the biggest blessing that we've had in our careers is a little bit of time to just breathe and be like, all right, I you know, we've both been working ourselves personally and with our families, and getting to this place where we're not feeling pressured and we're just having fun making music again. I think that comes out in your music. It's just this intangible thing whenever, you know, we're creating music out of a place of happiness rather than like, we have to put out an album in 2 weeks, you know. Right. Dan, can you get this done?
Gotta hit that TikTok out of that.
Exactly.
Well, no pressure here. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us here. That's always a great time.
It's so good to see you. You guys look amazing.
It's good to see you guys too. And thank you so much for the music. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you all for being so kind to us always. And thank you for playing it on the radio. That's a dream come true for us.
Well, we love hearing it.
Dan and Shay here on Odyssey at the Hard Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.